listen while you list.
BMRN.
BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that's so eBay, it streams red, blue, yellow, and green. Now, here's Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
And our guest is missing in action.
Okay. Want to ask me the questions?
Sure.
Well, so we're here now to share his secrets for writing a title that will help clinch the deal is Griff.
Okay.
He's known on eBay as
Uncle
Griff. No, Griffville.
Oh, Griffville. That's
all
right.
One word. So.
Okay, so, Griff, you sell lots of clothing on eBay.
I did.
How did you start selling clothing?
Well, it seemed like a no-brainer back in 2011 when I decided to get really right back into the thick of things, selling full-time on eBay. Because I had been selling sporadically for years. And so clothing seemed easy to ship, easy to store, hard to break, and easy to research and price. Specifically men's shirts, but sometimes a few, maybe women's clothing, but not so often. And shoes.
So here now to share her secrets for thank you, Griff, for that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I was able to.
Here now to share her secrets for writing a title that will help clinch the deal is Sherry Gilson. She's known on eBay as My Little General Store, all one word. Sherry, hello. You sell lots of clothing on eBay. How did you start selling clothing?
I started because I was doing volunteer work for a nonprofit called Career Closet. And we used to dress women to go back to work. They were coming out of the welfare thing. And there was just such an abundance of clothing that it morphed into me getting the clothes. And then I didn't know what to do with them. And somebody suggested that I try selling them on eBay, and I did, and that's what happened.
Well, Sherry, I didn't know you were involved in that program. That's one of my favorite programs. I was a welfare mother for a year when I was 19 years old, two babies.
Uh-huh.
So I know very well the challenges that those women face when they go back into the job market. They have no clothes for one thing, you know. It's just a simple little thing like that, you know.
It really helped them a lot because, it was a very rewarding thing to do.
So how important is the title in your listings?
Well, the title is where people search. And if you want to be found, you have to have the right words in your title. So that's kind of like, besides your pictures being the most important thing, your title has to be really important or they're not going to be able to find you.
Mm, that makes sense.
So how do you determine what keywords to use, you yourself?
Myself, I basically go to eBay. Periodically, I do use Terapeak, but most of the time I can find what I need right there in eBay in completed listings. I go to completed listings. I go to sold. I see what, and I search by highest, and I see what the highest items, what they sold for, and what kind of words they're using in the title. And I've been doing that for a long time, and it does help.
Griff, when you get ready to list something, where do you go to look for keywords?
Oh, and I do this a lot. So I just look for similar items, and then I try to find the ones that have sold. So I'll click on the sold link and look for the ones that have sold for the highest price and see are there keywords in that title that weren't in the other items, and perhaps those helped find buyers to keep that price high. So I'll always look at what other listings, other sellers have done to achieve success and see if I can leverage what they've used for title keywords so that I can be as successful too.
How important is it to include the brand in your title?
Well, it's really important because that's the thing that people are looking for most of the time. If you don't have a brand name, it's a little bit more difficult. Vintage clothing sometimes doesn't, but I have found that I really have to use that brand, the brand name in that title because otherwise, it's not going to come up in search. People don't go in and just type in woman's dress.
Yeah.
They'll type in a brand name. And so that brand name, which should probably be the first thing that you put in your title, that should be there first.
All right. That makes sense. So I agree with you, too. People search by brands. They want to find, you know, that particular brand name that they're used to having. And generic clothing or apparel is really difficult to sell. But sometimes there's more than one word to describe what you're selling. So, for example, you could say a top, a blouse, or shirt. So do you need to put all three of those keywords into the title?
I don't do it. I don't know if that makes a difference or not. Sometimes I think it's might confuse the search engines. I don't know. But usually I just use one particular thing to describe that item.
I've noticed on some of the I would call them catalog sites, you know, like plus size women, for example, they use the term tops. They don't say blouse or shirt. So I'm wondering if we should all be saying top now.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the one category in the drop down that you'll find that's what that eBay uses. You know what? Whatever eBay uses, that's what I go with, because you guys have done the research, you've got the data, you've got the information, you put the things in there for us to help us. So why not follow that pattern? Why reinvent the wheel?
And now they have Terapeak.
Yeah.
Yes.
eBay has Terapeak now. Well, so.
Yeah, yes. That's true.
And when is, I just got a news email from them. Is that going to, do you know, Griff, when that's going to be implemented?
Well, I don't know. There's no implementation plan that's been announced. So there's no integration or implementation specifics or details that have been released to the public. So I don't have any information for that. I do know that your current subscriptions remain in place, that the product itself, as you know it, remains in place, so you can continue using it. Data integration between Terapeak and eBay for the purposes of price guidance or research, that is a plan that's still under wraps and being developed.
So getting back to the top blouse or shirt, for a man's shirt, I would say shirt, of course, right?
Right. Yeah.
We never say tops or blouses for a man.
No.
So if it were a manly shirt, I would say shirt. And I guess for women, I'd say blouse or top, I guess. I'd probably use both.
Yeah.
Blouse and top.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that helps, putting both of those words into the title. Who knows what the search engines do?
Yeah.
So if you only use one, which one would you pick out of top, blouse, or shirt? And why?
I would pick top. I pick top because that's what eBay recommends. That's the category they have. That's the item specific area they have. So that's what I use. They suggest is what I'm going to use. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, just use what they're showing you. You don't have to think about it or try and, I know I just got an email from a person that was spending hours trying to figure out what to use for keywords. When it was simple, just type it in like Griff said, like I said, just type in the item, see what comes up, see the title, the keywords, and use those. Otherwise, you're trying to rethink everything.
Sure.
One of my pet peeves is when I'm looking for something, people don't put the shoe size in the title or the size of the blouse in the title.
Oh,
so I got to click on it and see that it's a size 4.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Hello.
Yeah.
So
I know.
Do you agree it's important to put the size in the title?
I do. I think it, because people are, it's a microwave society, they want instant results, so they want to see what they're looking for, and especially on mobile now. So it's pretty narrow on the information they get, so size is really important. And then you can also use it in your descriptions and in your item specifics too, so that you got it in both places. But I don't want to assume that a buyer is going to try and figure this out, and they're going to even take the time to go into my listing if I don't have a size in there.
Yeah, that's true. So I agree. I think size is really important. It's sometimes a matter of what size to put in. I learned from men's shirts to put in both the tag size, but I also put in the measurement in inches. Just to reiterate, this may say 2XL, but it's actually a 54-inch chest.
Do you do that, Sherry?
I do, because you know what? Unfortunately, today, size tags really don't mean very much.
That's true.
Because you can have the same manufacturer with the same tag, and the measurements are different because we measure everything. And
yeah,
we measure it, and we're going, this is the same size, but the measurements are totally different.
I remember my first, I purchased a shirt, a very expensive shirt that was 2X, but it was from a company whose 2X was maybe a large at best. And I was stuck with a shirt. It wouldn't fit because, it was built for someone smaller. So you really have to have that measurement in there.
You do. And today you're shopping online. It's totally different than going to the store.
Can't try them on.
Sherry, thanks again
for
your advice. This was very helpful. This segment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, cruising across Greenland. You're listening to eBay Radio.
When it comes to selecting a shipping solution, at Indicia, we know you have a ton of choices, so we'd like to cut to the chase. Here are the top 5 reasons why Indicia is your best choice. 1. We are the number one USPS shipping software with over $14 billion of postage printed. 2. We save you money. With Indicia, you automatically qualify for the lowest possible USPS rates. 3. We're convenient. You can purchase postage and print labels anytime, 24/7, for domestic and international. 4. Our pay-on-use return service lets you provide USPS return shipping labels to your customers without prepaying the postage. And 5. We're easy. Easy to install and easy to use with great customer support. Try our 4-week trial and see how Indicia can help you save time and money. Visit Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.